Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. For the second year in a row, we made the top of another dubious list. I think we're getting good at this. Did we make the most pleasant drivers in the country list? No, I don't think so. More than 2,500 drivers from 25 major metropolitan areas were asked to rate road rage and rude driving in telephone surveys between January and March. They called 100,000 people, but most thought it was a telemarketer and hung up. I think the rest just wanted a vent. Some were from South Florida. Why are they calling us during our busy season? We don't have time for this. We're stuck in traffic with drivers like you, not like you. The most frequent cause of road rage cited in the survey was impatient motorists. The fact that we're always running late can't help but make us impatient. We should ask a friend to set all our clocks back an hour and don't tell us if they did. Drivers also said road rage can stem from poor driving in fast lanes and driving while stressed, frustrated, or angry. First, I want to define poor driving. One man's poor is another man's normal. Secondly, stressed, frustrated, and angry? Us? What have we got to be stressed about? It's not that our credit cards, taxes, and insurance are maxed. If traffic calming circles on the interstate are out of the question, what would the answer be? Any distraction, like the sunset, for example, hinders the free flow of traffic. We'll establish a special driving lane, get rid of the HOV, and put in the RAIL, the reckless and impatient lane. The good news is it's free, but do you qualify? You do if you answer yes to any of the following questions. 1. Are you always in a hurry because you habitually run late? 2. Do you discover white-knuckle impressions on the armrests? 3. Do your passengers enter the vehicle carrying a rosary and prayer book? If you answered yes, you qualify. Barricade the reckless and impatient lane from the rest of the highway. It won't be so bad because you'll be driving with your own kind in your own lane. One setback, however, just like the Hotel California, you can check in any time you want, but you can never leave. You're stuck. On the other hand, some have suggested keeping a sign in the car that says, "Sorry," to hold up when you've obviously ticked off another driver. The problem there is that when you're reaching into the back seat to find the sign, you're out of control and have ticked off more drivers. And finally, I'd like to offer some driving tips to number 2 on the road rage list. You'll get there, don't fret, but I promise you a long, hard struggle. You're not trying hard enough. Are you getting 200% of the minimum daily requirement of caffeine? Are you eating enough red meat? Are you yelled at by your boss all the time? We are, and that's why we're number 1. And that's your Radio Buzz.